Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's the amazing Rico Bronya podcast with your host, Evan Roberts.
I swear to you, if the Mets lost this game, game one of a three-game series, if they lost this game to any other team in any other stadium versus any other city, it would still suck. It would not suck as much as this. This house of horrors, you could change the ballpark. I know Truist Park ain't Ted Turner Field. You could change the ballpark. You could change the address. And Atlanta brings us pain. This was an absolutely brutal loss. The Mets lose the opener of this three-game series to the Atlanta Braves. They waste a brilliant performance by David Peterson. They waste a clutch, tone-setting leadoff home run by Juan Soto. They waste it. And there are a million reasons why the Mets blew this game. A million. We could kill Francisco Alvarez for his little league play in the 10th inning. But remember, the Mets already blown the lead at this point. We can get on Carlos Mendoza for maybe sticking with David Peterson a little bit too long. We can get on Reed Garrett, who has mostly had a great year, making one mistake to Marcell Ozuna. We could get on Juan Soto for the base running decision in the ninth inning on that bomb by Pete Alonso. There are a lot of things that contributed to this as the Mets lose to the Atlanta Braves and really miss a golden opportunity to continue to put their foot down on the Braves by putting them, what, how many games? 14 games out if they would have won this. Gain a game on Philadelphia, improve their NL East lead to 3. But more important than any of that other stuff, stopping a losing streak and at least quieting the critics or quieting the doubters by responding to a 3-game losing streak with a big win against a division rival on the road. And there are a lot of things that led to this, but can I start with something sort of underrated but very consistent with the things I've complained about with this team? Where was the offense from the fifth inning on? Can I ask that question? The Mets have not scored a run in the sixth inning or later since last Wednesday. Like, you look at the games against Tampa, you looked at the game they held on to against the Nationals on a weekday afternoon. You look at this game, they'll score some runs. They're not quite the New York Yankees where they get shut out every night. But where the hell are they from the sixth inning on? And most of the time we get to complain about lack of big hits, lack of hits with runners in scoring position. Until they were given the ghost runner in the 10th inning, they didn't have a guy in scoring position from the second inning on. This offense needs to wake up. This offense is going to need to wake up with the injuries that they're dealing with in the rotation. But in a game like this, they needed to tack on. They hit Spencer Schwellenbach early. They put the three runs up early. Run number 2 and 3 were kind of lucky. I mean, Tyrone Taylor hits a little pop-up to right field, And because Ronald Acuña Jr. can't run at full speed or doesn't have a willingness to run in full speed, he lets that drop in for a two-run hit. But then you get the two solo home runs, Soto before it, Tyrone Taylor after it. Where was the offense? Instead of asking Reed Garrett and David Peterson, who started the eighth inning, to nurse a three-run lead, which is still a lead you should hold on to, this should have been a five- or six-run game. Where was the offense? Nowhere to be seen. And then you've got Reed Garrett and David Peterson. And those are two guys that are very tough to rip because they've had great years. I will be honest, there are a few criticisms that you can lay at the feet of Carlos Mendoza. I got one I'll get to in a few minutes. One I don't have is how he managed the eighth inning. And most of the criticizing Mendy emails that we've received at therico@gmail.com is really killing him for the David Peterson stuff. So let's go spot by spot on this. David Peterson, again, was utterly brilliant. He pitched like an ace. He really did. You could tell he pitched around Ronald Acuña Jr. He did it to start the game. No problem. Two pitches later, double play. He did it with two outs and nobody on in the third inning. Unfortunately, that did lead to a run when Matt Olson hit the bloop RBI single. But he made a big pitch against Austin Riley to get through that third inning. Put the leadoff man in the fourth inning, gets a huge double play. I also thought what was one of his most impressive accomplishments in this start was when Ronnie Mauricio started the seventh inning by bouncing a throw to Pete Alonso, and rarely does Pete Alonso miss on scoops. He missed on that scoop, and it turned into a two-base error to start the seventh inning. And major props to David Peterson because he got the next three guys out. There was no sign that David Peterson was wearing down. His pitch count was reasonable at 85. He was very, very effective. In fact, he was more effective from the fifth inning to the seventh inning than he was in the first four innings of this game. The only base runner after he gave up that leadoff hit to Marcelo Ozuna that quickly got erased into a double play in the fourth inning was the error that I just mentioned committed by Ronnie Mauricio. Outside of that, he was perfect. So pitch count of 83. He's in full control. I have no problem him starting the eighth inning. Now that at bat to Nick Allen, that cannot happen. David Peterson falls behind 2-0. He fights back and evens the count at 2-2. But even with the count even at 2-2, I'm whispering to myself because everybody's sleeping. So I wasn't saying it out loud, but I'm whispering to myself, the one thing you cannot do here is walk this man. He's a 227 hitter. You throw fastballs right down the middle. If he rips one up the middle, congratulations. Throw Nick Allen a party. But you cannot walk him. When he walks him, yeah, I'm getting the bullpen full go. But I didn't have a major issue with him facing Ronald Acuña Jr. I didn't. Even though he pitched around him in the first inning and the third inning, he got him out in the fifth inning. He got him out, got him to fly out in the fifth inning. And I thought, you know what? I'll give him one more hitter. I've got Reed Garrett warming up. I have a three-run lead. So the worst-case scenario is I'm giving Reed Garrett two on and nobody out. It's still just the tying run at the plate. I'm not asking him to come in inheriting the tying run on base. So that's where I know a lot of people disagree. I'm just telling you, I thought Peterson was so locked in this game that I was okay giving him another batter, as concerning as that walk was to Nick Allen. Once he gives up the base hit to Acuña, absolutely, you get Reed Garrett out. And there is that concern of what are you getting from Reed Garrett, knowing he hasn't pitched in a while. Now, the other thing I'll throw at you, and this is not a major criticism of Mendy, it's more, let's have a discussion about this. I'm big on using Edwin Diaz in the most important moment in a game. Well, with two on and nobody out, and 2, 3, and 4 of the Brave order coming up, in the eighth inning, would we not agree that was the most important sequence of the game? So I would not have been against. In fact, I ask the question, why not Edwin Diaz in the eighth inning? Why not? Why not? Diaz showed you in the game against Washington, as shaky as it was, he can come in with guys on base and find his way through trouble. And knowing it's not that the two-hitter is really that scary because it was Alex Verdugo pinch hitting for Eli White, but after that, you're talking about Matt Olson. You're talking about Austin Riley, and you're talking about Marcell Ozuna. So I wouldn't frame this as a, what the hell are you doing, Mendy? I'd frame it as a, hey, why not Edwin Diaz in the eighth inning with two on and nobody out? And then if he gets the job done, Reed Garrett can come in, face the bottom of the order, get the last three outs. We get a victory and we go home. He goes to Reed Garrett. He gives up the base hit to Alex Verdugo. And then we get the Atlanta tease. This is where, I'm sorry, history still rots my brain as a Met fan. How many times have we seen the Mets not just lose to the Braves, but give you the tease? This whole game was a freaking tease. It's 4-1 in the eighth inning. You're sitting there six outs away from taking the opener of this series, but now they've got the bases loaded and nobody out. And instead of it being a full implosion, Reed Garrett strikes out Matt Olson. He gets Austin Riley to hit a weak fly ball to right field. And all of a sudden, it's like, holy crap, he's going to get through this eighth inning not only not imploding, but actually not giving up a run. And the 2-2, I think it was a cutter he threw, or maybe it was a sweeper to Marcell Ozuna, in which he barely makes contact, barely stays alive. That was an ominous sign, especially that punk Marcell Ozuna. There are certain people that don't deserve good things. He doesn't deserve any good things. And yet all the zombies down there in Atlanta treat this guy like a hero. But I digress. He's active. He's allowed to play baseball. He's allowed to have a job. And he's allowed to stick it up our ass, ripping that 2-2 pitch into the left field corner. And as that ball is bouncing into the left field corner, and Brandon Nimmo is scooting over to get there, the whole time I'm thinking, is there any way they can either nail Verdugo at the plate or hold him at third base? Because a part of me has that confidence of, if you can do that, if you can maintain a one-run lead, I'll take my chances with Reed Garrett either getting Ozzy Albies out or intentionally walking him. This is all going through my brain as that ball is bouncing into the left field.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Corner. And unfortunately, every little thing counts. Francisco Lindor, who is so good defensively, can't make the play and cleanly make a relay throw. And so instead of a play at the plate, instead of that chance that the lead run is gunned down at the plate, we have ourselves a tie game. What a punch in the stomach. But it wasn't over because you, to me, had these two moments to survive and still win this game. Number one, get Ozzie Albies out. Keep the game tied. Keep it tied. And to Reed Garrett's credit, he kept it tied. Instead of, again, letting it become a full implosion, he gets Ozzie Albies to pop up the second base. And now you're set up in the ninth inning. The Braves right now do not have a closer, though I think Raisel Iglesias is going to get that job back because he has looked much better over his last two or three appearances, which we would later see. But right now they don't have a closer. You have the heart of the order coming up in the top of the ninth inning of a tie game. You have to score there. You've got to respond to the implosion that just occurred. You have to respond to giving up a three-run lead. Go score some runs. And here's what sucks. Here's what really, really sucks. As much as I'm going to kill this offense, as much as I have killed this offense, as much as it's infuriating to watch this offense do nothing from the sixth inning on, how many games in a row now? Five straight games in which they have scored a grand total of zero runs in the sixth inning or later. It's tough to kill the ninth inning because it was just all bad luck. Juan Soto hits a baseball, a 3-2 pitch from a lefty, Dylan Lee. He hits a baseball as hard as you can humanly hit it to the point where Ozzie Albies can't even move to make the play. So good job, Juan Soto, on base for a third time. And in fairness to Juan Soto, think about his four plate appearances. Home run that I thought set the tone for the game, a walk, a ripped line drive that happened to be right at the left fielder, Eli White, and a ripped line drive to right field. So he's not only 2 for 3, but in the one time he is out, he hits the ball 108 miles an hour, whatever it was. So great job by Juan Soto. And Pete Alonso off the bat, who too had a good offensive game, going 2 for 3 with a couple of rips, one in the third inning in which he got thrown out trying to make it a double, and then a one-out single in the sixth inning, which unfortunately got erased on a double play when Jeff McNeil hit a line drive right at the shortstop and Pete got doubled up. So you've got Soto hitting the crap out of the ball, and he hit the crap out of the ball all night long, and you got Pete Alonso who goes after the first pitch, and I'm telling you, off the bat, I thought it was gone. And there's been a lot of that over the last couple of days, certainly a lot of that in the Yankee game, where balls off the bat on TV feel like they're going a mile, and for whatever reason, they just die. Pete Alonso hits the absolute shit out of that ball. I thought it was gone. So you talk about the tease of here's Reed Garrett getting those two outs with the bases loaded. Nobody out. He's going to get out of it. How about the tease of Pete Alonso hitting the ball off the bat that I thought is a 2-run home run? I thought off the bat, what a response. What a freaking response by the big boys. And instead, you get the double doom of Acuna making an incredible leaping play, and then Soto, who I'm going to surprise you, I can't even kill him for this because Soto is playing it perfectly. He's halfway. He's got to say, is this ball bouncing off the fence? What's going to happen here? The ball is caught by Acuna, but where he is, he can't tell. Was it trap? Did he catch it? He's looking at the first base umpire, Jimenez, and we see the replay, hesitates to make the call. So I really thought the two outs in the ninth inning was just, it was just bad freaking luck. Just bad luck. Alonso hits a ball that at the minimum you think is going off the fence. I thought it's out. Acuna makes an incredible play, and the hesitation by Soto forces it to turn into a 9-3 double play. It sucks that it happened. I would not look at that base running and say it's egregious. I think there's an understandable explanation. And we got to see the replay where Jimenez is A, not making the call right away, and he's not exactly emphatic about the call. But Soto's hesitation leads to a double play. It's not egregious, but it's unfortunate because it turns into the Mets running themselves out of the ninth inning, and then Jeff McNeil strikes out. But the first two outs are horrible, horrible luck. Horrible luck. But hey, don't worry. We get a reprieve. Here's Edwin Diaz pitching a 1-2-3 inning against the bottom of the order. And let me get to that. That's my semi-criticism of Carlos Mendoza. Knowing the rules that we're playing by, the runner on second rule, I don't know if I'm going to Edwin Diaz in the ninth inning of a tie game with the bottom of the order coming up. Is this a rush because you haven't used them in a while? And hey, what if we give up a run in the bottom of the ninth inning and I don't use my best reliever and now I got to wait another day to use him? Put it this way, unless my next reliever, Oscar Brazoban, who pitched the 10th, but I would have done the ninth, unless he's given up a leadoff home run to Sean Murphy or Michael Harris, if there is a rally, I'm going to go to Edwin Diaz. Obviously, I have to deal with the three batter minimum, but I would have gone to Brazoban to start the ninth inning. Once Acuna's due up, he's the fourth batter of the inning, I'll reevaluate. If there's two on and one out, do I go to Edwin Diaz to keep the game tied? Absolutely. But I got a chance, if I'm Carlos Mendoza, to steal three outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. And if I can steal it, I go to my best reliever, not only against the top of the order for Atlanta, but with the dopey runner on second rule. So I would have flip-flopped Brazoban and Diaz. But that's not the most egregious mistake. These are, I think, fair questions for the manager. But here's the egregious mistake in my mind. Why the hell is Jared Young batting to start the 10th inning? Why is he even on the roster? Why is he starting at DH? Because of righties on the mound? Starling Marte has faced righties his entire career. He's also looked like a functional major leaguer recently. How about you start Marte? If you're not going to start Marte, how about after Jared Young being 0 for 3 with two strikeouts, how about then you go to Starling Marte with a runner on second and nobody out? And instead, Jared Young gives you a non-competitive mess against Raisel Iglesias. Why is Marte on the bench then? I hated that. I don't love Jared Young playing very much. Let him be a mop-up reliever when it's 9-0. But in the 10th inning, where it is paramount that you get that run in, you have to get that run in at the bare minimum. We got to watch Jared Young flail at a couple of sinkers against Raisel Iglesias. That was my least favorite Carlos Mendoza move or non-move. Letting Jared Young complete his 0-for-4 three-strikeout game. And after that, look, Francisco Alvarez did nothing in this game, though he did have a good at-bat in the second when he drew the walk after being behind in the count 0-2. And Ronnie Mauricio at times looks completely overmatched, which was the case in this game. Two more strikeouts and a weak pop-up to shortstop. That was a very discouraging kick in the ball top of the 10th inning. And not using Starling Marte to pinch hit for Jared Young, big, big mistake. And then you've got Francisco Alvarez really completing the question on how much he should play. Because if Francisco Alvarez is going to be a 235, two home run, 10 RBI hitter, then he better play smart defense. And he better play good defense. And in the 10th inning, he let the inning completely slip away. And yeah, cost them the game. We've gone over a lot of things that cost the Mets this game. A lot of things. Walking Nick Allen with a three-run lead to start the eighth inning. Reed Garrett not putting away Marcell Ozuna. The limp dick offense returning and doing nothing from the sixth inning on. The bad luck of the ninth inning. But Francisco Alvarez was given a golden opportunity. First of all, walking Acuna is a no-brainer. Getting Alex Verdugo out on the very first pitch. Great stuff by Brazoban. But as he's falling behind Matt Olson and Alvarez screws up by trying to go backhand on a pitch in the dirt and the ball gets away from him, you're given a break, a huge break, because Luke Williams is so far off second base, you run at him, you get him in a rundown, all of a sudden you're an out away from getting through the inning, and there's not even going to be a runner in scoring position if this play is executed well. And instead, Francisco Alvarez A, makes the backhand play, which caused the ball to get away from him, and then B, is for some reason throwing straight to second base. What are you doing? The better thing, not that this is smart, is throw to third base. At least make sure he doesn't go to third. But obviously the right play is run at him. Get him in a rundown.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Like, Juan Soto got picked off in this game. You guys remember that in the third inning? He drew a one-out walk and he got picked off. That's bad. By the way, that's bad base running. Like, the one in the ninth inning, I almost exonerated because of how difficult it was to see, the lack of a call by the first base umpire. So with that one, it's shrug your shoulders, bad luck. In the third inning, Juan Soto just flat out got picked off. He left too early. And so the pitcher, Spencer Schwellenbach, did the right thing. He ran right at Soto. And if you remember, Soto just stood there. And at first, you're probably thinking, what, is he giving up on the play? No. He waited for Schwellenbach to run at him, and then he ran in the opposite direction, got himself in a rundown. Unfortunately, he was out. You got to run at the base runner that you have picked off. Francisco Alvarez has to know this. And because his backup is so good defensively, forget the offense for a second, is so good defensively and would not have made a play like that, it has to make you wonder if you're Carlos Mendoza. Yeah, you want to develop Alvarez. Yeah, he's a young player who has great potential offensively and even defensively, but mental mistakes cannot happen because they can cost you a game. And in this regard, it did. So how will Mendy handle the playing time moving forward? I think Torrens has already kind of earned that 50-50 split. I know there are some Met fans listening right now saying it shouldn't even be 50-50. It should be 70-30. Have Alvarez back up Torrens. I don't know if I'd go that far, but I would play Luis Torrens more because that kind of mistake doesn't happen if he's behind the plate. Now, with that said, Brazoban was falling behind Matt Olson anyway. So there's a chance he walks Matt Olson either way, and we're staring at the same situation, bases loaded, one out, where Austin Riley obviously hits the ball to dead center field. And how about Tyrone Taylor? I don't even know what to think about this. The game is clearly over when the ball is hit, and Tyrone goes back and makes this incredibly underrated running catch, which I guess will help his defensive metrics, if anything. But there was no way they were throwing out Luke Williams, so the game was over. But a great play by Tyrone Taylor that gets wasted, and really just an atrocious loss. This loss is obviously on the list of worst losses of the season. We'll do a whole episode in a couple of weeks breaking down the first half losses. This one may be number one. And I think a part of why it's number one is not just blowing a 4-1 lead in the eighth inning, four outs away from winning, but it's the Braves. It's the freaking Braves. It's a house of horrors. And if you thought game 161, as great as it was going to end the house of horrors, obviously that ain't the case. Because since then, they lost a meaningless game 162. And now, trying to snap a three-game losing streak, on the verge of snapping a three-game losing streak, they blow this. And it's tough to feel good knowing what's coming up pitching-wise. We're talking about Paul Blackburn. We're talking about Clay Holmes. And then we're talking about questions around who the hell's going to take the baseball Friday night in Philadelphia. It's not going to be Sean Manaea, who's not ready. It's not going to be Frankie Montas, who's throwing batting practice in the minor leagues. So you put yourself in a spot now where who the hell knows what it is? Could be an opener. You could go young. Are you going to reward a McClain who's pitched really well at AAA? Probably not, but I wouldn't be opposed to it. Do you go back to a Brandon or Blade Tidwell? Do you give Brandon Sproat an opportunity? Is Brandon Waddell back here? Obviously, Tyler McGill is hurt. And that does suck. For anyone who's like, he was losing it anyway. Screw Tyler McGill. You still don't want him hurt. You still want him as an option. You still want the possibility that Tyler McGill refixes his season with a quality performance against Philadelphia. And now that's gone. And now the Met pitching depth continues to get tested. It also puts a lot of pressure now on Frankie Montas coming back. It puts pressure on Sean Manaea coming back. But tomorrow night's a rough one. Or tonight, if you're listening to this in your car on a Wednesday. Paul Blackburn trying to stop a four-game losing streak against Chris Sale. I don't know how anyone feels good about that. So I want to feel good. I want to give everybody a pep talk. But it's tough to do it. And what's really important right now, and I've said this a lot over the years, you got to somehow avoid the disaster and just balance this thing. Play 500 baseball. That's really what this team needs to do. They need to survive. They need to not let this thing become ugly. And at 4-0, is it ugly yet? Not yet. It can be. They get swept in Atlanta, and it's 6-0, and now you're going to Philadelphia, and you have God knows who starting on Friday. It can get ugly. So they got to find a way to kind of stop the rolling tide. And the best way to stop the rolling tide, the best way to not let this ship sink, is to score a crap load of runs. I have waited all season long, all year long. We've talked. Eventually, the offense needs to pick them up. Now's the moment. I don't care how good Chris Sale can be. Pound them. Get to this Brave bullpen and pound them. Score 8 or 9 runs. Do it. That's what they need. And that's what this offense is capable of doing. Francisco Lindor looked awful in game 1. 0-for-4 with 2 strikeouts. Didn't make a lot of good contact. Soto looked great. Alonso looked great. Hopefully that's a sign that this is going to be big series for both of them. But the bottom of the order didn't do much outside of Tyrone Taylor, who gave you 2 hits, the double and the home run. Jared Young didn't look good. Francisco Alvarez didn't look good. Ronnie Mauricio didn't look good. But that's the key right now, is score some freaking runs. They haven't done that. And this not scoring late thing has been very frustrating. 5 games in a row, doing nothing offensively late in games. But that's got to change. Either way, the next time we do a Rico Bronya, it's going to be our 500th episode. It looked for a while like our 500th episode was going to be live at Fanatics, but that's not going to happen now. And I blame the Mets. They forced us to do an instant reaction to an absolute choke job loss on a Tuesday night. So this is episode 499. The next time we do a Rico, whether it's an instant reaction to game 2 or your traditional series recap Rico, that will be our 500th. So happy 500. I do want to tell you, though, if you are going to Fanatics Fest, or if you aren't, come on down. We're going to do a live Rico Bronya Saturday at 10:30 a.m. And we have a tentative special guest. I'm going to announce it only because I'll be full transparency. It is tentative. There's a lot of moving parts. Once I tell you who it is, you'll understand. You'll say, yeah, how's he going to pull that one off schedule-wise? But we are scheduled to be joined by the manager of the New York Mets, Carlos Mendoza. So a lot of the questions I've asked today, I'll get to ask him on Saturday. The reason why it's so interesting if it can be pulled off is that the Mets are in Philly. So they're playing on Friday night. They are playing on Saturday night, and yet he will be at Fanatics Fest for a period of time and potentially spend some of that time with us on the Rico Bronya. So stay tuned. Either way, we are doing the podcast live from Fanatics Fest, so certainly check it out. I want to give like a positive message. I think I have one, Pete. Pete Hoffman was at the Yankees game on a Tuesday night. And so my positive message to my fellow Mets fans will actually be around that. At least the Mets have scored some runs in the last three games. That's the point.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I don't know if it's that's a great positive because the Yankees were going to get a ton of crap tomorrow morning on the fan because of their five-game losing streak, not scoring a run versus the Angels.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you have this debacle. Yankees got saved. Tomorrow's going to be a Met day. It's just, it was a bad loss. I don't care how much, like, yeah, the Mets, the Yankees have been uncompetitive. The Mets have been competitive, but they're blowing games, and that hurts more, especially when you need these wins. When you need to make a point to Atlanta, that was important, and they failed.
And it creates the possibility that we may be looking at an extended losing streak considering the pitching matchups they have to deal with over the next three games. I know Clay Holmes is not the negative taking on Spencer Strider, but Strider's tough. Obviously, Chris Sale against Paul Blackburn and then the unknown of Friday. So to me, the concern is where does this go? How far does the losing go after they put together that great winning streak in which they took advantage, rightfully so, giving credit, of beating crappy teams. Either way, we appreciate you listening and downloading this depressing edition of Rico Bronya. Any thoughts, of course, you can email us, thericob@gmail.com. Subscribe. And the reason why it's important is we didn't schedule to do a Rico Bronya after game one of the Atlanta series, but sometimes we do it when the game dictates. And this game dictated. The House of Horrors continues. And it's driving us all nuts. Thank you very much for listening to Rico Bronya.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Rico Bronya podcast. It's amazing, isn't it? Make sure you download it now to keep it on you at all times.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation Trusted Dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.